Good afternoon. It's glad to be here with you today. And I'm Cha Min-yoon from Yonsei University in South Korea. The topic of today's presentation is the APSCoF, the Application Energy Metering Framework for Android Smartphones. And one day, someone posted a question on Stack Overflow, how to estimate power consumption of my Android application correctly. Another guy answered, only use the radios when necessary. This is a real situation. We can find lots of similar questions easily on internet without proper answers. Yes, many smartphone users want to know power consumption of their applications. If we can find out energy information corresponding to a certain application, it's invaluable. And if we can provide process and component specific energy information for a certain application, it is very useful to app and system software developers because they can find out how efficiently work their product on device. And also the end user can have an opportunity to choose more energy efficient application for his purpose. In my opinion, this is very important because it's the first way to get primary energy efficiency on their device and separately from the internal system power management techniques. The first point of the challenge is that it is impossible to measure directly the power consumption of application. If so, how can we estimate the application energy? Obviously, we need a power model to estimate power consumption. There are good researches on smartphone power management, have developed diverse power models such as linear model and nonlinear model and finite state machine model. For estimating hardware component specific power consumption of an application, we use utilization-based model. The accuracy of the power model is affected by power correlation value for each hardware component, and also the accuracy of actual hardware component usage is very important. We already have conventional methods such as reading hardware performance counters and reading programs, SysFile system, and using Android battery state class and others. However, these methods have their own problems. For example, HPC has dependency on process architecture, and PROG and SysFile system have an update rate problem and does not provide some of the important hardware components. The battery state supports the most of smartphone hardware components, but it's on Java class for implementing battery-related application. These are causes of the limits of accuracy and granularity and real-time estimation. So we have focused on designing a new method for calculating hardware component usage to overcome these limitations by implementing APSCoF. We have three major goals to design APSCoF. First, the APSCoF should work on online and be able to estimate automatically. In other words, it means that APSCoF should be able to estimate in real time without any external measurement tools and without any post-processing. Second, in order to provide valuable information, the energy or power information should be provided in process and hardware components level. Lastly, the APSCoF should be easy to use, thus we implemented APSCoF as a loadable kernel module to improve portability and usability. Now, I'd like to show the overview of APSCoF framework. Basically, the APSCoF works in three phases. The first, event detector. It detects processes request for accessing hardware component. When an event is detected, the hardware component uses analyzer collects the usage information which are required to apply power models for corresponding event. After collecting usage information, the application energy estimator reads this information and apply component-specific power models to estimate power consumption. Actually, the APSCoF can adopt various power models if it is utilization-based model. In this work, APSCoF employs DevScoP power models to apply power coefficient values for the dealing with the automatic acquisition of power coefficient values. DevScoP is our previous work, and I'd like to digress for a moment and look instead at the overview of DevScoP. DevScope is an Android application and online tool for generating power model for each hardware component by using built-in fuel gauge IC. It provides power modeling by automatic probing and automatic power monitoring and generates training set automatically without any intrusive work of users. For the detailed information about DevScope, please refer our paper and DevScope technical reports on our website, please. Now, let's going back to the AppScope. As I mentioned before, the AppScope monitors the kernel activities to estimate hardware component utilization. Then, how to get utilization of individual component by monitoring kernel? We cast a vote for event-driven approach. The first idea is calculating hardware component usage in event-driven way, and other idea is inspecting Android bind operation for some hardware components which uses the information is not provided by Linux kernel. This figure shows the expected events of individual hardware component operations by each process during time t. Every starting point of each small rectangle means an event of individual component operation, and the width of rectangle means the activated duration or workload of them. The AppScope used the K probes to detect the starting point of hardware component operation and calculate its utilization. In short, the K probe is one of Linux debugging mechanisms which are provided as a loadable kernel module. It can dynamically insert breakpoint in kernel paths at runtime, and we can jump to our instrumentation routine temporarily and go back safely. We define important system functions which are related with hardware operation as a hooking point. Whenever event detector detects function call event, the hardware component uses analyzer estimate its utilization in K-probes instrumentation routines. For getting utilization of individual hardware component, we have another problem on Android platform. Obviously, each hardware component is activated by different kernel operations. Moreover, the type of information required to apply the power models varies depending on the characteristics of power consumption. Therefore, the method of collecting information is separately defined according to the hardware components. For example, the CPU and Wi-Fi, we can estimate its utilization and frequency, etc., by analyzing primitive kernel functions directory. But in the case of display and GPS and cellular interface, we need additional inspecting the bind IPs data to get their activated duration and other related information, such as power state transitions, and so on. The important point here that we need to understand is that Android application used bind IPC to use system services. Unfortunately, some components operation is hided in Android framework. Because of the Android framework is working in user space, in other words, basically, we cannot inspect all of hardware operations in kernel area. For example, the power state transition of the 3G interface depends on the radio connection type between carrier and user smartphone. However, this information is available only in Android framework, so we cannot find out the state of transition by inspecting primitive kernel functions call. Eventually, the bind operation is processed by bind driver in kernel, thus we can inspect all of a bind operation in bind driver. By monitoring bind driver activities, we can get most of system status at a certain moment. So we can get the power state transition of 3G interface by probing bind IPs data in kernel area. As you can expect from this, for some of hardware components such as display and GPS and 3G interface, the AppScope hooks the bind transition calls, then check the system service name and inspecting IPs data in IPs data. Inspecting bind IPs data is very simple. First, hooking bind transaction function call, and if it is for our interesting hardware service, and then extract the IPC code and data, then check if the IPC code is indexing our interesting hardware operation. And last, read RPC data and translate it as a status of hardware components. That's all. For estimating utilization of the hardware utilization of CPU and Wi-Fi interface, the EBSCOPE probes only primitive kernel functions. Especially in case of CPU, we can provide processes utilization information with fine-grained frequency synchronization. For the CPU interface and display and GPU usage information, EBSCOPE should probe the Android binder to get power state transitions and foreground activities and GPU status and number of location requests of each application. In order to evaluate the EBSCOPE framework, we have conducted a four-stage experiment evaluating the accuracy of component usage monitoring and validating energy information granularity and power consumption result and analyzing overhead. And finally, we estimated energy consumption of real Android applications as case studies to analyze EBSCOPE's performance and its errors. These are our experimental environment. We have conducted on Nexus One Gingerbread and evaluated estimated result of EBSCOPE with direct measurement result using Monson power monitor. For evaluating component usage monitoring performance, we implemented six test applications, one master and five slave applications. These applications started up at the same time and run simultaneously after current booting, and operated, and there operates predefined workload following each schedules, and we ran these applications for 240 seconds. And this timeline shows the summary of our predefined workload and their task schedules. This shows the result of CPU operation. Every CPU utilization is very well detected for CPU frequency by on-demand policy, and we can get per frequency utilization of each process in process switching level. And also detect over Wi-Fi and GPS interfaces workload and their activity duration is very accurately. And also detect well power state transition of switch interface and foreground activity duration and et cetera. In summary, the experimental results show that EBSCOPE detects hardware operation event and uses very accurately in a high granularity. And we can observe power characteristics of each hardware component by EBSCOPE. For estimating the power consumption, we applied power model and its power coefficient of Nexus One. All these power models are generated by EBSCOPE. And in this figure, each color represents each application. And the black color represents the group of system processes, and such as kernel processes and Android processes and other system applications. As shown in this result, EBSCOPE provides the application specific energy consumption data for each hardware component. The entire power consumption estimation result is similar to direct measurement result, and the average error is only about 5.2%. By comparing real measurement data, we could found significant errors in some regions. At 60 seconds, this is because slave one, our test application, turned off the Wi-Fi interface, and then the system automatically activated the 3G interface. From 122 and 140 seconds, at this moment, the power consumption was estimated 7% less than the real measurement result. This demonstrates the limitation of our simple CPU power model, which ignores the effectiveness of cache and bus and other memory components related with CPU. During the experiment, EBSCOPE generated 35 milliwatts power overhead on average. Moreover, EBSCOPE generated 2.1% CPU overhead on average. And this result shows the estimated energy consumption of Google Map and Skype and web browser. All of these applications shows an error rate below 7.5%. And by the way, after 70 seconds of operation, there was a temporary increase in the energy consumption of LCD and 3G interface, but this increase is generated due to an error in our evaluation program, not the epsilon error. The power consumption of Angry Birds showed the highest error among the five test cases. Each error is almost 15%. Specifically, the uniform amount of 300 millimeter error was shown after the game was completely loaded. And to find out the cause of the error, we have conducted additional experiment with Android GPU benchmark tools, the stability test. When the stability test prepared the 3D object to display on the screen, the result seems to be very accurate. However, while the object was rotating, it showed almost nearly identical errors with Angry Bird. Honestly, it is impossible to confirm the exact cause of this error, but we could guess GPU might be an important cause of this error. In the present work, the EBSCOPE and DEBSCOPE is limited in modeling the sum of process-dependent factors. Currently, we did not cope with GPU and multi-core and memory components. And the test state energy consumption of some hardware components are not considered seriously. This limitation is fundamentally caused by the use of a linear power model on the EBSCOPE and OLED display and other sensors are not available. These are related tools for estimating power consumption. And Android built-in battery information service, this does not provide fine-grained power profile yet. And PowerTop, this is not available for smartphones. And Qualcomm Triton Profiler, this is a sensor-based power profiler and very accurate. But however, this is only available on Snapdragon mobile development platform. And Nokia Energy Profiler, maybe it is a solution for developers, not for end user. And PowerTutor, I think it is state of the art. This is a short comparison between PowerTutor and EBSCOPE. PowerTutor is an Android application and uses polling device information every 1 second, using battery state class. Both solutions provide hardware component specific information, but PowerTutor provides only application level information. And it uses diverse methods for each hardware component. Let me introduce our EBSCOPE project. Currently, EBSCOPE project consists of EBSCOPE Core, which is introduced on today's presentation, and libraries for supporting diverse hardware, and also component-specific power modeling tools and management tools, and that including DEBSCOPE and other user applications to show the estimation in real time and offline. EBSCOPE Viewer is an easy tool providing applications power profile. You can download current release, including EBSCOPE binaries and kernel images and EBSCOPE Viewer at our project site. From now on, I will show you a short demonstration using EBSCOPE Viewer. This is very easy. You need to root it Nexus 1 and USB cable and Java-enabled machine. If you want to see in detail, find me, and during break, I will give a real demonstration to you. And this is total power consumption. Yes, this is total power consumption graph. The web browser is executed. Yes, he executed web browser with 3G interface. Now, the main chart. Yes, main chart shows the power consumption of a web browser. And each color represents the each component power consumption. Yeah, the pink color is represents the 3G interfaces, the power consumption of 3G interface. And now we turn on the Google Maps, and now we can see the power consumption of GPS. Okay. this is Angry Bird. Actually, the bottom layer of the table represents process-specific energy consumption. And current, the five informations are related with Angry Birds. Okay. Now the Facebook. Actually, the Facebook is executed as background on boot time. We can see the CPU power consumption for running as a background service. The Facebook also uses GPS. And now, I'm going to skip the. Yes, okay. That's total power consumption of the game. As I conclude this presentation, I'd like to say about our contributions and future work. We conducted an automatic application energy metering system, EBSCO, without kernel and Android modification. By using kernel activity monitoring, EBSCO traces hardware component operation in efficient way to collect fine-grained process and component-specific energy information. And EBSCO also provides real-time estimation accurately. Currently, we are working on to support diverse hardware components and multi-core architectures and GPU power consumption also. Please visit our project site and try this in your place. Thank you very much for your attention.